The Nature Stories podcast, where people and place intersect.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.
It's really fascinating to see how the female will get in the sand and wiggle her body and make a spot for the eggs, and then the male follows right in behind and sprays, and that's it. Then they're off to die after that. They've done their job and their duty.
One of the world's great wildlife spectacles only happens once every 4 years, in the Canadian province of British Columbia, where as many as 2 million bright red sockeye salmon return to spawn. I'm Samantha Brown. You're listening to the Nature Stories podcast. Each week, we bring you stories about the intersection between people and place. This podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Up now, Sockeye Spectacular, an audio postcard produced by John Ryan.
Well, it's just neat. It's a life cycle, you know. That's.
Oh, look at that guy. Oh, he's jumping.
It's just amazing to watch. To think that they came up 500 miles from the coast, you know, to come and spawn here, and then in the spring the eggs will turn into fish, and away they go, and do it all over again. 4 years later, they're back from Japan or wherever they are, and they'll do it again. So it's amazing.
And does the smell bother you guys at all?
At first, it's a little bit off, but get used to it, I guess. Grows on you like a wart, maybe.
Well, we come here to see what life is like in the water with fish, you know. It's really fascinating, I think. It's really fascinating to see how the female will get in the sand and wiggle her body and make a spot for the eggs, and then the male follows right in behind and sprays, and that's it. Then they're off to die after that. They've done their job and their duty.
It's amazing how many there are like that. So you just... I'm seeing a lot of red fish with green heads. The male fish has that snout that sort of goes up, and the female ones are straight, like this one right here. That one there, look at that one, it's just about breathing its last few breaths, see? It's sort of sad, but we know it's got to happen. But yet, you know, they're laying eggs, and it's amazing how it goes.
Mommy, the fish over there, wait, whoa!
Oh, it's really amazing. Yeah, everybody should experience it once in their life, at least.
Look at all the tails over there, then after a while they'll all go down, eh? And then there'll be dozens of tails out like that, the way it is there again. Then they'll all go under. And look at the fish across the river. There's a lot. Look at that across there. It's just thick.
They were saying that there's over 4 million of these sockeye were supposed to go upstream this year. So that means 4 years from now, they'll have a large return of sockeye as well, every 4 years. Though.
See how low the river is? With hardly any snow these days, our waters are going down, down, down. It's a wonder they even get this far.
Go, salmon, go!
Go, salmon, go!
Go, salmon, go! Salmon, go!
You can see all the tails sticking out of the water right there.
The seagulls love it. Oh, there goes another one.
Yeah. Seagull food, eh? And at the end, they become seagull food.
Go, salmon, go!
To hear more stories like these, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. This podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. Our theme music is by 35th Parallel. Be sure to listen next week when we start featuring pieces from the upcoming public radio series, Stories from the Heart of the Land, intimate stories from around the world about the human connection to the land and the landscape. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown.